Halloween this week in Los Angeles tonight, the premiere of a musical work by the late artist Edward Gorey. He was called the Grand Master of Comic Macabre for his cross-hatched line drawings that pushed characters into peril. This evening's performance features the British cabaret trio The Tiger Lilies. The group singer and songwriter Martin Jack describes how he and Edward Gorey met.
One day I received a letter and it said, "I think you're the Cat's Pajamas." This is the Tiger Lilies. And he would just say, if you would be interested in working with me, I would be very, very happy. And then it was signed Edward Gorey. So I wrote back and said, "I'm very excited to and love to work with you." And so then the next thing was he sent me a large cardboard box full of unpublished manuscripts. And we arranged to meet, and 3 days before we were due to fly out, I got a phone call that he died. So I missed actually meeting him by 3 days, and in that time I had rehearsed very hard the songs. The idea was we were going to meet him over dinner, over 2 nights, and I was going to sing him these songs which I'd written.
One fateful day, Kay's mother took her into a certain building lobby. They took turns pinching.
My name's Adrian Stout and I play the bass in the Tiger Lilies. I think that Edward Gorey thought that we'd be suitable collaborators because I think we share a sense of kind of absurdity, and I think he found that we expressed that badness but without being bad. I think it's a sense of humour, really, but a slightly twisted, naughty one, really.
The adaptation process varied from piece to piece because some of the pieces were pretty much complete. Some of the other pieces were actually more almost like prose, or they didn't have any rhymes and stuff. So those pieces I did actually have to adapt quite a lot. I mean, Gin was actually already quite well written out, almost like a song.
When people are arrayed in khaki pants, we'll go out shooting elephants.
We also collaborated with a group called the Kronos Quartet, who are very well known as interpreters of various modern classical pieces. I told them about this project working with Edward Gorey, and they are also big Edward Gorey fans. I would say the work that really, for me, captures the work with the Kronos Quartet is a song called The Weeping Chandelier.
The enormous farmer was dreaming, fell off of a cliff. The bats all round upon a ship. The Duke was eaten by a shark, and the Theodora died of a broken heart. The Weeping Chandelier.
This is Adrian Hughes, the drummer of the Tiger Lilies. I met a woman who came to London to see us, and she told us that she'd been very good friends with Edward Gorey for a long time, and we just played with the Kronos. She was quite emotional, and I asked her if she thought, you know, Edward Gorey would have liked the arrangements that we'd done and the collaboration with the Kronos, and she said that she really believed that he would. And it was quite a sad moment, really. It's a shame he's not here to be able to tell us himself what he thought about it, but I know we all did what best we could with it and made it into quite a nice beast.
The air and soul can celebrate a bit before the hands of fate. She'll get us in its grip again, but we anticipate.
British trio The Tiger Lilies. Tonight they'll perform music from their album The Gorey End with the Kronos Quartet at UCLA Live in Los Angeles.